Hello. My name is Daniel Morden. I've been telling traditional stories for some 30 years now. The old stories fascinate me because they help me understand the world and my responses to it. During this crisis, I've found myself returning to some stories and understanding them differently in the light of what's been going on. Now, I could talk at length about what they mean to me, but instead, I'd rather just tell you the stories. Maybe you'll find them interesting. I hope at least you'll find them entertaining. I have been able to do this thanks to a stabilisation award from the Arts Council of Wales. My website is www.danielmorden.org, or you can find me on Facebook by searching for Daniel Morden Storyteller. Please send me a message if you enjoy the podcast. The first story in this podcast series is Jewish. It has many names, but I have called it The Box. Once upon a time there was a rich Jew who had an only son named Haninah. Haninah was married to Rebecca. No children had come to them. One day the old man sent for his son. Haninah and Rebecca went at once. They found both of his parents laid in bed, surrounded by doctors. The old man said, "My son, we are about to die. I know it will be hard for you to lose us both, but it has been ordained. Your mother and I have been companions through life, and we are blessed to be leaving this world together. My son, do not grieve for long. When 7 days are over, go to the marketplace and buy the first thing you see. No matter what it is or what the cost, it belongs to you. Take care of it. It is your lot." That night, father and mother died. When the 7 days of mourning were over, Haninah went to the market. He met a merchant holding an ornate black box. Haninah asked him, "How much is that?" The merchant replied, 1,000 gold pieces.
1,000 gold pieces?
Haninah said, "What is inside?" "I do not know," said the merchant. "Only the one who buys it can open it."
"You want 1,000 gold pieces, said Haninah, "and you won't tell me what is inside?"
The merchant nodded.
"Would you take 900?
The merchant shook his head. 1,000 gold pieces was nearly all the money they had in the world. But Haninah bought it, even so, because it was his father's last wish. He went home. He put the box on the living room table and opened it. Inside, he found another box. A red box. So he opened that. Another one. Silver this time. Then a golden box. So he opened the golden box and found a frog. He said to Rebecca, "What
shall we do? She said, this is our lot. We have to take care of it. Hanina said, how do you take care of a frog? Well, she said, you give it water and things it likes to eat. So she fetched mulch and dead leaves. She poured pond water into the box. They fed the frog slugs and snails and flies and moths. The frog sat in the box, puffing out its cheeks, regal, impassive. After a week, the golden box was too small for it. So they put it in the silver box. A week later, they had to put it in the red one. A week after that, the black. After another week, Hanina, the frog, has outgrown the black box. So they fashioned a bigger one. And then they made a chest. As the frog grew, so did their hardships. Their lives became dominated by meeting the needs of their guest. They no longer had time to work. They spent every day foraging for slimy morsels for the frog to eat. Eventually, it's too big for the chest. Doesn't look comfortable at all. We will flood the living room. They moved the furniture out of the room and took up the floor. They dug a trench and poured water in. Their living room became a swamp. Flies and midges proliferated. The frog grew bigger and fatter, while Hanina and his wife grew smaller and thinner. One day, Hanina and Rebecca went into the frog's room and said, dear friend, to our great sorrow, we can no longer keep you. We have nothing left. Everything we have possessed, we have spent on you. The frog said, Hanina, Rebecca, ask for something and I will grant your wish. Hanina said, there is only one thing in the world that I desire. Wisdom. The frog bowed its slimy head. Fetch me a scroll and a quill. The frog wrote several charms on the scroll. Swallow it. As soon as Hanina had done so, he knew the entire Torah. He could speak 70 languages. He could understand the speech of the birds and the beasts. The frog turned to Rebecca. The time has come for me to say goodbye, but I haven't rewarded you. Come with me a little way. The frog was too big to get out of the door, so Hanina knocked down some of the wall. The frog hopped through the hole. They followed it into the woods. They came to a clearing. The frog emitted a belching croak. All the birds, beasts, and insects of the forest gathered. Fetch jewels and pearls. Every creature returned with a precious thing. A heap was made at Hanina's feet. All of this is for you. Fetch herbs and roots. The herbs and roots were laid before Rebecca. These are of equal value. A tincture of this will cure ague. This one will help with falling sickness. A balm of this heals bruises quickly. The frog taught Rebecca the virtues of each and every root and herb. Then the frog said to the couple, may the Lord bless you and be good to you for all the work and trouble you had with me. I am a son of Adam. He had me with Lilith during the 130 years that he was apart from Eve. When they were reunited, I was cast out as unclean. But you took me in.
You accepted me as I am, without question. For that, I will always be grateful. Goodbye. As he hopped away, he grew smaller and smaller until he was the size of a normal frog. He dropped into a pond with a plop and was gone. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the story. There are more on the way. My thanks go to Oliver Wilson Dixon for mixing the podcast and composing the theme tune. I'm also grateful to the Arts Council of Wales Stabilisation Fund. Finally, I'd like to thank you for listening. And I look forward to the day when we can share stories in person.